Welcome to the show.
I'm Mikey.
And it's your girl, Zayday.
We are two social justice warriors dedicated to dismantling systems of oppression through a black queer feminist lens.
Yes, this podcast will cover a variety of topics ranging from politics in our country to which new bop you can twerk to.
Yep, and while we're twerking, y'all can start following. Search Black to the Future on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Join in the conversation.
And don't forget to leave positive reviews for us on your streaming platform.
Yes, please leave positive reviews. With the reach of this podcast, we desire to change the world one episode at a time.
Yep, and I think it's time we get started, don't you think?
Yep, let's get it.
The past is gone. The present is an adventure. Looks like it's time to go black to the future. Cue the theme music.
Yeah. So proud of what we see. We hope you're listening. Oh, we wanna fill you up with the real tea. Bridge the gap and show you what we see. So go on, spread the word. Tell them what you heard.
Song, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
my shit. Ooh, okay. So, all right, y'all. Ooh. This is not a test. Actually, it's a full test. It is a full test. We are going to try something new on this show. Hello, hello, hello. That was y'all warning. It's not bad. It's fun. So, I love our podcast, Black to the Future, but we finna switch this shit up right motherfucking quick. Don't know what's happening to me. So, yeah, I can see your mouth moving. Anyway, y'all, hello and welcome back to a brand new episode of Black to the Future. I know y'all was just like, what the fuck did I just walk into? And that's what I wanted. I wanted that, girl.
You see that? I'm plotting again. I'm usually the one doing the
plotting.
I don't like this.
Oh, mama has tricks up her sleeve. Firstly, thank y'all so much for joining us.
Against my will. Yes.
As you can hear, there are definitely other people with me. I'm not alone.
Never.
Not yet. I might be alone forever, but that's besides the point. But, I wanted to do a brand new segment that we're going to do once a month. It's going to be a little more lighthearted. It's going to be real cute. It's going to be like the kickback kind of energy. We're going to call this the Kiki Catch-Up. Woo! Kiki Catch-Up. How y'all feel about that?
Kiki Catch-Up. I like it.
Kiki Catch-Up. So, not you taking your clothes off. Look at these titties. Yes!
Tickle panties. Where?
That's
I don't know what y'all talking about. I'm an angel. I don't do nothing.
Tickle bitties.
Hardly.
Look at them tickle bitties.
Never. Look at you. Look so. Okay. All right. So let me talk about this format right quick. So obviously y'all know we have a very structured format on the show, but I figure we introduce some new things. Shout out to Matthew for bringing up this brand new idea. I think this will be really cute. I just talk with two of my favoritest people in the whole world. Of course, we have Ma'am Mikey. Where you been, baby?
I've been all around the world. No. Working my booty off. You know, I got back from San Juan.
Yes, you went to Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico, where the boys are better than Chicago men. I'm sorry.
No team.
Ooh, that's saying something. Mm. But anyway, I just, you know, I've been working. I actually have some stuff brewing with some music. Some things are about to come out with an artist I collab with and somebody else I met on a Grindr.
Ooh, not Grindr.
They have a whole like musical like community and like a record label that they have on their own. So they have a meeting with them next Wednesday to go over some stuff. Hello. So, you know,
we love to see it. We love to see it.
But I'm good.
You better motherfucking do it, man. That's where he's been working, y'all. I have not destroyed my co-host. I haven't forbade him from being on the mic. But in addition to Matt being here, we also have someone who y'all already heard who gonna give us attitude the entire time.
No, I'm not. This is a brand new year. New year, new me.
Hardly. Lies, and more lies.
You lying, I've never been so thin.
You lying, I've never been so thin.
Nothing but magical times and beautiful days are in the future.
It must be nice to be to live in that head.
The air is thin, but it's okay. I'm making it work.
Shut up.
So we have Dexter Henry here. He was on one of the previous episodes, like one of our early pioneer episodes, because he's such a great, gracious person.
See, there you go. Starting already. I'm happy. Yes. Gracious, magnificent, wonderful, loyal, majestic.
That sounds like the Dexter I know.
I don't know who that is. I don't know her.
You see this? You try to start the new year off right, but the demons keep bringing you back.
Anyway, you tried that. And the demon is calling us demons, ma'am. Can you hear that? Did you hear that?
I heard it.
So this is just going to be literally just the three of us just talking. A few people in the winds have said, like, I just want to hear what the three of y'all sound like, because you always post screenshots of y'all really funny moments. And I'm like, I don't know. We just be talking about nothing. It's literally nothing. It's just...
Thank you.
It's literally circular conversations about bullshit. We're going to have to leave out some people names and shit. Like, we can't say people names like we would normally say.
That's gonna be hard, because I got some shit to tell you. Never mind. Okay. Good gracious person. This is my mantra, y'all. Good gracious person. I am back this year. There we go. Okay.
Hardly.
I got a question, though. Wait, if somebody's saying names, can we do, like, an edit where it'd be like...
Oh, where it goes.
Yes!
Oh, yeah! I hope it can keep up.
Child, I don't know. We gonna see how it go, because we just be flipping sometimes. I might have to go back and start going like, beep, beep, beep. So just, you know, we just gonna say like, okay, we might say people names. But, yeah, this is just a place for us to, so y'all can hear how we literally talk, how we talk as a group. Y'all already know me and Mab completely, and we are a Scorpio Cancer, but we also have a lovely Pisces now to add to the mix. I don't know when he's gonna show up, but we have a lovely Pisces to add to the mix.
Y'all feel that tidal wave of brewing.
Speaking of Pisces, this episode is going to come out the Thursday before someone's birthday, who is a Pisces.
I don't acknowledge my birthday, so you can keep moving on. Like, look.
You're still immortal, Dexter, even if you have a birthday.
You are immortal.
Can we just accept that it happened at once when I was birthed, even though I was young and don't remember it, and then we can just move forward with our lives. Boom. That's how it should work. Everybody's birthday should be that way.
I love birthdays.
Celebrated that one time, meaning your parents will celebrate your birth. You won't remember it, And you'll celebrate your children's birthday. You choose to have children. Boom. That's how it works. Boom.
No! Birthdays are so magical. I think they're just really special. I love making people. Because it's like the one day literally that's like dedicated to you specifically. Even though you may share with other people, it's still like it's just for you.
It was a question posed. Oh, like nobody likes singing. The person doesn't like it, like your birthday being sung. Or they don't like singing. It was so good. I was like, I need to find this and repost it because it was so good. Instagram said it so well.
They don't like the people singing happy birthday to them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I gotta do it. Oh no, it's a group thing, y'all. I'm sorry. It's out of this group between the two of us. It's another group thing. You know, I'm trying to not tie too many groups. You know, New Year, new me, of course. So
do better things. You can't run back the miles on that dick.
The project,
bitch. I can.
How'd that work?
Just count the days you don't have sex. So, since November, not November, I think I'm doing very well. Thank you. My right arm, strong as hell. But I think I'm doing very well.
You are so ugly.
Thanks,
sir.
At least everybody knows you're right-handed now.
Look.
Shut up, ma'am. I was gonna be like, well, how do you feel turning 30?
It ain't it yet. I will welcome it graciously. I'm looking for my gray hairs. I think I got a couple of them, so I'm happy.
I tagged you in that thing with Madden. I was like, this is the thing that y'all need to do. Like that.
Oh, yeah. No, that'll be good. I'm going to find my
storm.
Thank you, Mikey.
Storm.
Son of Storm.
As if he could.
No need to try. I do. I am. It is my life. But no.
Absolutely.
Nope.
Nope.
Oh, soundbite. Wait a minute.
You blind. Oh my god.
I have a very magical functioning soundboard with a few little sums on it. You know, with a little cute 1, 2, 3 to throw on now. Oh yes, I'm plotting. Plotting.
Can we talk about what we were talking about yesterday? A little bit.
Yes, but you know what we should do? We should take a small break first.
Okay.
Then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about it.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
the movies.
No, okay.
And how people promote shit.
All right, so we back, and we was talking about something yesterday, and Mav is going to explain it the best he can about, because this is going to be coming out at the end of Black History Month. So, what was your feelings, Mav, again?
Well, Black History Month is such an epic month. I love it, but I have a lot of trauma responses during it, because we are bombarded with, like, all these different movies on all our platforms and their slave narrative movies, like 12 Years a Slave. Mm-hmm. And there's stuff about Black people just getting hurt and killed and dying, like Amistad. And then they want to promote Roots and all this other shit that we've seen growing up and that we know about. We've been to the museums. Mm-hmm. We've been to all that. So I have a trauma response when I see that, and I'm like, this isn't for me. Am I the only one that feels like this isn't for me? Because it puts me in that trauma response. It makes me very sad, and it hurts my heart. And I was asking the council. Am I the only one that feels that way? I think, Zay, you said something very eloquently about it. So I just want to hear y'all opinions and stuff on that again.
Yeah, I remember. I remember now, because at first I was like, what was we talking about yesterday? We have so many internalized conversations on the inside, outside, backwards and forwards in the group chat. Like, it'd be like, are we talking about the one on Instagram or the one on like when we text each other?
We got multiple, huh?
Oh, it's like 3 or 4. No, and so I remember saying that I resonated with that, where it's just like, it's, again, re-traumatizing ourselves and rehashing what took place all those years ago. It's like, why do I need to sit up here and watch Roots? Girl, we know. We've passed down the experience and the language and the trauma 1,000 times over at this point. And so we don't need to rewatch it. And like you said, it's not for us to consume. It's for non-Black people to consume. Because I think every year, literally, I be finding out more shit about what they did to our ancestors. Mm-hmm. And what it makes me be thinking is like, oh, y'all really fucked us up. And we really survived all that. And now that we free and we trying to get civil liberties, the same ones that y'all have, y'all think we going to take over the power and do the same fucking shit to y'all? Mm-hmm.
Shit. And it's crazy. Culturally, I know Black folks, we consume a lot of different cultures and digest it and understand it and are sensitive to it, mm-hmm, in certain ways. Of course, there's ignorant niggas out there, of course.
Period.
Ignorant motherfuckers in every walk of life. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, like, I know for a fact our group, we are multifaceted people that enjoy and embrace other cultures because of the understanding of how that can help us grow, how that can bridge the gap and bring about acceptance for other folks, how that can show we can be an example to people who see us out and about in the streets. Mm-hmm. Like, there are so many reasons why we do what we do and why we are so open. And I feel like we do have a lot of people who aren't melanated that are supportive and are posting and know stuff. But I wonder if I actually was like, hey, do you know about this and this, if they would actually know it?
No, because like many things, they don't have to know it. They don't feel the need to know it. That's why they always be so shocked and stuff when shit be brought up to them. They be like, oh, that's offensive to you? Yes, bitch. I hate that shit. Like, it's irritating. Like, and I think because we know how far it goes and their great ancestors have passed on what they did to them and they're trying to sweep this under the rug. Like, it was something along the lines of like, I'm like, y'all are afraid to say the wrong thing. I think it's something like that is what I said. Actually, I'm going to read it. But while I look for it, I'm going to read it because I screenshotted what I said. Do you have any comments, best friend, who drives white people around very frequently, Miss Daisy?
Don't bring this up. I don't want to say about this. No.
You had a lot to say in the group chat.
I'm trying to resist it, and I was like, ooh, but I'm a good person.
Trauma response, though. Remember, ooh, I said what you were feeling, it is a trauma response. It's normal.
You ever just be staring at somebody, no emotions showing, you know, but they so used to you smiling all the time, that when you're not smiling, you're like, I ain't gonna even lie, I am cursing you out of my head, but as my job dictates, I'm supposed to maintain a smile of benevolence.
I prefer indifference. Like,
but thankfully we wear masks, so we ain't gotta smile.
Oh, they looking for the cheek movement. Baby, they're looking for your cheeks to move up and down. Okay, like, they are waiting happening. For your cheeks to move.
I ain't moving shit out. I'm not, if I do like this, I squint. Mm-hmm. It gives the illusion. I'm like, oh, okay. Interesting. Oh, that's half our conversation when they just be talking. I'm like, okay, how do I get out of this? I just, you get on the bus. Hello, how are you? Sit your ass down. Like, that's my first thought. Sit your ass down, because I can't move the bus until they sit their ass down. No, I can, but I won't. But I can, but I won't.
But you won't.
Even though I can, but I won't.
I think they've just, especially because you out in the some of the country areas where they still, you know, act in a certain kind of way, child.
They get a little history. Oh yeah, I've been living out here since like 1973, and then oh, it's something that's even older than that. Like I think it was the oldest one I think heard, like 1943. I was like, oh, how do you know the history of the cow? Child. How far back we talking? We talking about racist the cow? Well, probably like 1975 when things started to change.
It was still racist the cow.
And I quote, we're not going to talk about that part. That's what she said. We're not going to talk about that part.
They want to ignore it.
Did you know like what we exported back in that time? Barbed wire. I don't give a fuck.
Because I was for the say, she just them getting on the bus and just like, oh, thank you so much. You're so nice. I like when y'all be nice. You remind me of Jethro. And you'd be like,
oh. Also, you know, the difference between the 18 and the 17, man. The 17 is what the white people ride that goes through downtown DeKalb. The 18 is the one that goes through, like, you know, the village area, past that to the, Hillcrest and all that other area to the health center. I'm assuming so the black people can get checked up or something. And then it goes all the way around to Walmart. I was like, that's interesting. I know you did this. I'm sorry. No, I'm not going to get into this. But yes. It's just interesting how it was created, but I ain't going to get into this.
Well, child,
I don't think they even realize, cause they don't realize the code switch that's occurring there for us to be able to talk to them, to make them feel comfortable. We're automatically hiding some of our identity and who we are for their comfort, because that's the privilege that they fucking have.
Hello.
And it's not that they're doing it because they don't have to code switch.
Get into
and
it.
That's the issue right there.
I see, and this is...
They're making me feel uncomfortable right now. I don't care. I don't give a fuck.
Not this.
How do you feel uncomfortable? I didn't touch you. You got a whole clear see-through, like little plastic mirror that I'm not gonna touch you. I don't wanna touch you. I'm not gonna help you. So that's not in my job description.
Next time, just say that she need a project, bitch.
You are all this
working up in that
energy. It's not just one though, and it's not just women, white women either. It's men too.
Not these grief. I'm gonna read this real quick. So I put this as my Facebook status because, of course, I have time. So it's a couple paragraphs, but it's not long. Every year, we are provided a fraction of time for folks to acknowledge the lives and history of Black people. Although we know there is much more to it than mere acknowledgement, we continue to fight to show why we deserve to be treated fairly. We all understand what took place all those years ago, and as time passes, we begin to learn more and more about how truly horrific, devious, and dehumanizing it was. And at this point, we understand why your ancestors did what they did. We know. But what are you going to do? How are you changing the narrative? How are you bringing true equality, and liberation to Black people? Anyway, that's what I always say. I always say it, I love it anyway. Anyway, remember that your discomfort of talking about racism and its endless impact does not compare to those who actually face it every single day.
That's true.
And that's all I've got to say on that.
And I want those people to know that, you know, with who we are in the position that we have in America, we've all had to work together. A lot of us, people of color, and I'm talking Asian folk, I'm talking indigenous folk, and our history shows that we've all had to support each other. Yes, there have been times where we have been put against each other because of white supremacy and has been...
Ooh, I'm going to redact that because... it didn't come out yet, but it comes out tomorrow. Demetrius said there is nothing supreme about whiteness, and I was like, like, you better drag them. But go ahead, Matt. There's nothing supreme about whiteness.
No, there's so much power in words. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. But it just we all the our people of color, we intersect so much. Mm-hmm. We intersect so much in history, and we've helped each other through history, through slavery. Indigenous people and Black folk, when we got over here, helped each other. Latinx, Hispanic people have helped each other, helped us. We've helped them. You know, there's so many different examples in history that we can talk about where we've supported each other.
Hello.
And I think because of that, we know about different cultural undertones, and some people don't know about, like, machismo in Hispanic Ooh. Culture, and some people don't know about the Lunar New Year and celebrating right. it. Like, some people don't know about that shit, mm-hmm. and it just goes to show you how closed-minded people are, and why it all starts with our education and why our school system fucking sucks, because we aren't taught true American history.
Right.
We're taught this whitewashed, watered down version that doesn't tell the whole story and the whole picture, because America isn't just white folks, it's all of us.
I want to say,
unlike what that motherfucker, what's his name? He don't think so. The dude who's like Americans, and he called African Americans weren't American.
That decaying pile of fucking rubble. Oh my god.
That man. Yeah, unlike him, like people. I can't think of his name. Well, they don't think that. They don't think that we are America.
Right.
When all of us are, they think it's two separate Americas: white America and us.
Other.
Like, no, that's not. No.
Well,
thank you for listening
to my. No, it's okay, Bev, because you wanted to talk about it yesterday. I was like, oh, hold that, pause, don't say. I was like, hold on, please, wait. I was like,
Daddy, chill.
I just wanted to use that one. Daddy, chill. I wish it was the whole clip where it was just like, what the fuck is that?
I was going to say that part, but I was like, you know what?
No, but, and seriously, this is always going to be a podcast dedicated to the liberation and the empowerment and also the entertainment and education of Black LGBTQIA plus people / femme folks at its core.
Look at that. Didn't glitch at all. Boom.
Yes.
No, sorry, y'all. It just feels so good to have my own internet.
Dexter finally got internet. He caught up to the rest of us in the world.
I feel liberated.
You were so ugly. Okay, so we're going to take another small break. Then we're going to come back and talk about something really just random / fun, I think. I think I would like that. Yay! Not this. So we back. What was you saying?
I wasn't saying nothing.
Yes, you was.
God, you blessed me up to God.
What you say before we about to?
Fine. I think I'm getting old. Cause when I laugh, I poot a little bit.
That's
a sentence
I've never thought I'd hear him say.
Oh my God. Well, go ahead, better out than in, like Shrek say. Mm-hmm. Well, look, I don't want that ruining my tummy.
No. Speaking of Shrek, has anyone had any ogre dick recently?
The one and only I'm looking at.
Are you talking about me?
I'm talking about my kid.
Oh, I didn't say who had an ogre dick. I said who has had some.
Y'all have to talk about me like I'm not.
Okay, I said about what I said. This is an adaptable person, okay? And I will treat it as such. So, like, well. And I don't mean a toy. I'm sorry. I know that's probably too much of a moment. I don't mean a toy either, because that was a surprise that we.
Oh, see, you're going to give all his business away. I wasn't even going to say that. I only mentioned that it was. I'm sorry. Go ahead, man. Did you have an answer?
Can I try me?
I guess.
No, I haven't had any. I haven't been dicked down as of late.
I'm so sorry. Relatable, but so sorry.
I've been doing the dicking down, but I haven't done the dick down.
Oh, you've been getting
I've been trying to lay the paw.
Oh.
I haven't been.
Laying the pie, did they ever call you daddy?
No.
Daddy chill.
It don't feel right. It's something off about it.
When they call, but now you're gonna be 30.
No, it's still not there. I'm sorry.
What if you have gray hair?
I just don't feel it. I feel like there's certain attitude, I guess you need to have,
and the age you think that goes with it.
I don't even think it's the age thing, because you got these little niggas around here thinking they daddies. I'm like, nigga, bitch, I'm sorry.
you ain't got no hair on your chin.
I'm like, you need more than just a big dick. I'm just saying, and more than just attitude. Charisma, uniqueness, nerve, power, like, I'm sorry, 840.
Jesus, we come to you today.
Wait, let me find it.
This is literally my video.
You can always count on it.
I just wake up every day. Here we go. Wait, I gotta play this because Jesus knows. Here we go. Oh my God, is it gonna play?
Dear Heavenly Father, we are asking you a special prayer today. Special prayer.
Yes.
Lord, we asking you to send us niggas.
Yes.
Send us niggas, Lord.
Yes.
None of them fathers, niggas. Send us niggas with culture. Send us niggas with good credit.
That's shout out to T.S. Madison. We love Maddie. Yes.
That movie, I love that. Those was so good. Like, that was so funny. Oh my God. I love that movie.
I think my favorite part was she just said, culture. Like, culture.
That's the part right there with culture. Not just a personality. You gotta ambition to go somewhere, do something.
Baby, say you know, that.
I just take the traveling part, do something.
That's the energy.
Yes, that's daddy energy. When you said, this is, you know, when you come to me and you say, I want to get to know you, you employ the steps to continue to get to know me. Because, like we're talking about Shrek, onions have layers. I've got layers. You're going to have to pull these layers back.
So, Dexter, you have daddy energy. You just don't want to be called that.
Oh. I'm okay with you. My Lord is okay. Your Majesty is okay. Your Eminence will be fine. All of these work perfectly. I know I shouldn't say it, but that is my first thought. I'll be like, you have daddy issues. Let's talk about it. For this moment, I will pretend to be your therapist. I ain't got no degrees. I would pretend to be your therapist. So go ahead, air out your dirty laundry.
No,
I'm down for it. I want to hear it.
I have dated an older man, and he was almost 30 years older. Yes, I did it, and I'm proud of it.
I got a personal question after this to ask.
So, no, but yes, I will call a man daddy if he earns it. Granted, he had children my age, so he definitely was already a father. So I didn't have any gripes about it.
So we got the credentials from what I'm hearing.
Yes, but what's your question?
So my question was, do you feel like saying it? Is it something that comes from deep within your soul in the heat of the moment? You know what? Yes, like that type of moment, and you just say it naturally, because that is not the first thing I'm thinking of as I'm on the receiving end. My first thought is, can you get out of me?
Relate to that. I don't understand that sentence. That doesn't confuse.
The one she grabs on to you. Cool, she deep. Come closer. Come hither.
Yes. I'm like, okay, so this is it for me. It's like, if I'm in it, if he's in it, let me be very clear.
He's in the driveway.
If he's, shut the fuck up, ma'am. Ma'am, okay, so a nice man came over earlier and plowed my driveway because it was all that snow. This is the weekend when all the fucking snow happened, y'all, so this is when it happened. A nice man came and shoveled my driveway because, you know, it was like a foot of snow on the ground, and I was like, oh, thank you. Like, I was so pleased. And so I told Mav, and he was like, a man came over and plowed your driveway? Is that what you saying right to me right now? And I cackled. So, no, I did not have a man come plow my driveway. That's happening this weekend. But he...
16 inches!
With culture.
So much ammo could have used for that. When he was done, he was like, now how about if I come plow your bills? Is that okay?
I mean, if as long as you lay the white stuff. Woo!
We don't need no pesticides. We ain't got time for that. This is Black History Month. What was he?
We ain't doing no white shit, not nothing. You can't come. You can't nut on me. You can't do none of that shit.
don't even look at me.
We don't want white cake. It gotta be chocolate cake.
Oh, God. But no, I think when it's happening and I'm really turned on, you know, I'll let daddy slip. Yeah. You know, especially. Oh, Nikki, I'm sorry. You know how you just.
Did you just have a vision?
Especially when they just lean over and just whisper and ask who it belongs to.
Oh hell no! Nah. Yep, it's all you. Oh, my ego too big. Me, nigga.
It's mine.
This property, this real estate does in fact belong to me.
I sit up. I'm like, no, don't tell me that. Don't whisper me that. No, it belongs to me and only me for the rest of my days.
As usual, I'm in between both of y'all with this whole thing. Because to me, it got to be, for me to even bottom. I gotta really like the person. I can't just, my default is, I'll fuck you. That's my default. But if you want me to be more emotionally invested, and I gotta like you, then I'll let you do that to my booty. But it just, you know, and then I gotta really like you to be calling you names, shit. I love all the choking, and that's different. I love the physicality.
Not this face. What is this face?
Oh, I'm mad. He acting like you feel real vanilla right now. Y'all two kinky bitches.
Why is he acting like? Wait, time out.
Pause. Because this. Wait.
Oh shit! Here we go again.
Okay. What you finna lie about now?
I never have. Let's play this game.
Let's play the game then.
Where your liquor at? Never, I don't know. Choking? No. Because I'm over here like.
How about Dexter? I don't want to put ideas out there.
It probably was Lilith. She probably possessed my body. That's probably what it was. You know, I am a child of Lilith, so that's what it was.
The blood god? Huh?
Mm. Bitch, wow. Shut up. Anyway, so I'm sorry because choking.
I want these receipts. Go ahead.
We have receipts. What do you mean?
I'll wait.
We not for the aerial business out like that.
I ain't got nothing to lose.
Sure, no. You have nothing to lose.
They gonna have to wait for the tell-all novel.
Oh my goodness. Yes, a tell-all novel. Oh, I can't wait to see my code name in the book. I'm gonna be like, oh, that's me. Oh, that's me.
Okay.
I mean, I would.
What you want your name to be, Dexter?
Don't write no book about me. I don't put my name in there. I'm not comfortable. Give me an alias. Don't know.
What would his alias be? That's a great question.
Oh my God.
Henry?
No, that's too on the nose. Even his middle name is way too specific. It gotta be like Axel or something like that.
You won't.
I don't know.
You could play a character known as Axel.
No. I was just thinking of some shit. Okay, fine.
You know what kind of character I could play? You know, I'm giving real, you know, psycho empress probably, but we're not going to get into that.
Okay, Rita Repulsa. Okay, Rita Repulsa.
Oh, to change the subject real abruptly.
Abruptly.
Okay. So, I am mad. The reason I'm mad is that, well, first I was happy, but then I got so I was on Now DeMarco Instagram, because, you know, Now DeMarco is fine, and he be teaching ASL and stuff, mm-hmm. And apparently he is cast in the reboot of Queer as Folk. They are rebooting Queer as Folk.
That's right, I remember that. With Johnny Sibley.
I don't usually like
I don't remember the rest of the people. But Johnny Sibley.
But I was like, oh. Then I got mad because I'm like, when Noah's Ark yet, man? When Noah's Ark yet?
Okay, you got time to do this. Okay.
It's queer. So, but we can't get Noah's Ark.
But see, we've talked about this, I feel like, where it's like, I don't want a reboot. I want, like, Noah's Ark, you know, the next generation type tea. Like, that's what I want. Like, I want...
how they deal with the grass.
Right. I want Noah and Ricky, Alex, and Chance to be, like, the mentors to, like, the main cast or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, I see that...
every now and then.
Right, like, I see them and, like, they're, like, they're, like, yeah, like, it's very that, like, I could see that, and then they could have, like, you know, the traditional different archetype that they want to have, they could have, like, but it could be branched out so much bigger, like, Noah's Ark could, what is this noise you're making, what is happening, baby?
Okay, I'm sorry, I was watching,
Okay. So sorry, it's stuck in my head. Are you
sorry? I don't think you're sorry. I'm not.
At all. But I think it would be cute if it was like, oh, let's do a reboot, but they don't. Like, the secondary cast is what bring us to watch the show, but then they can introduce brand new people to the show. Like, a new generation of Black queer people. Like, that would be sickening.
Ooh.
Now, let me be very clear. That's where Rue should be putting her money in. Like, I love all the drag, but, like, she should be putting her money in that.
Because that's the cash cow right there.
Right.
We will watch that shit. Like, just how we watch Insecure, people are more open-minded now. Our generation is like this is some shit. My sister and them would watch it.
Oh, that's true.
Hello.
Wait, but it's too poor. Just queer. Y'all know Rue ain't gonna do that. Like she trying to get the second season of her show off of Netflix. Not off of Netflix, like up on back onto Netflix or something.
She's doing a lot right now. I think she won't really be satisfied until she has like an entire channel just dedicated to, you know, RuPaul's Drag Race, but that's fine. That's her prerogative. That's what she wants to do.
True. Respect.
I mean, like as
respect.
I mean, if she decided that she wanted to retire whenever she felt like she wanted to, and then invest her money into making one of those kind of projects, that would be my sickening. I would love that.
I respect her gangster.
Why you say it like that?
I thought it'd be funny because I was remember we had that conversation about the different shit that we say, Black folk. Because remember y'all was instead of saying internet, we say internet.
Internet.
That's what that was about.
This is why
they are remote control.
Remote control. this is exactly why, like, when I be on Twitter, and it was this huge debacle, like, back and forth, and this is what we were talking about earlier, like, what are white kids and stuff, or non-black people don't be knowing how we talk, like, they don't understand, and I think what the gag is for me, genuinely, is they be like, this is how people talk on social media, it's like, girl, no, that's just how we talk, like, in general. Like
in real life.
Like when have you ever sent chow to somebody and they just be like, Chile? What does that country have to do with anything? And I'd be like, girl.
What's the one you said? Like when you said like, oh, you ugly for that.
Oh yeah.
Goofy. Goofy, but
I'm like, you are so ugly for that.
You would have got away with it in high school because I didn't know any better. I was offended. I was like, ugly.
I literally asked, do you feel I'm ugly?
And I would have been like, yes. 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 I would have been like, yes.
I'm going back to high school photos.
Ah! So let's not do that.
Please, don't do that. My glow up was successful.
Both of y'all look stunningly amazing, by the way. Stunningly
thank
amazing.
You. I think you genuinely look the same, though. You literally look the same.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Look, this is...
Like Jesus, like, stamped and approved your shit. Was like, we doing this one time. We ain't got to do no glow up, not nothing, not nothing.
That's always been saying.
Period.
Always
I'm trying to come
for real.
Bitch, I'm trying to come for real. I'm like, this bitch, I'm mortal. I was like, bitch, let me get your
the elixir of life.
Yeah, let me get your elixir of life. All that time you was hanging out with Madonna. I should have figured something was going on.
Illuminati.
The mistress of evil.
No, but okay. What you cooking, man?
Cause I smell it over here.
Not this.
I'm making some. But I think I got. I think. See, this is what I hate about getting older. I think I've developed another food allergy. I think I'm hitting the stage where I'm like, food allergies are developing for me. Because my allergies changed a lot. No, I think it's gluten, honestly. Because I've had pasta. Because I love pasta. So I had pasta like maybe 4 times in the last like 3 weeks. And each time, it's messed up my tummy really, really bad. So I think that, and then remember that when I was in... San Juan, that shrimp did it to me, and I had never broken out from shrimp before, and I broke out in hives from the shrimp, so I'm like, this Asian shit, like, it's fun, seasoning? But damn.
You heard that, Austin? He said, no more Asian shit.
What do you say? What
do you say? I said, you heard that, Austin? No more Asian shit.
Shut up!
That's his heart. Don't say that.
They got egg noodles. We good. Like, but like, I seriously have been like researching new stuff. Like, because I love pasta. Yeah, also makes the pasta pitch. So damn it. But like, I really think I'm gonna try. I had pasta for lunch today, and my stomach got messed up when I was at work. So I'm like, fuck. I had the pasta, so if my calculations are correct, I'm gonna be fucked up around tomorrow.
Are you gonna be driving the bus?
I'm gonna be here because we ain't driving the Angie. I'm gonna be here from 9 to 5
because
we're doing like, so I'll be here because I'm doing like a training online.
Okay,
but. I'll be able to mute and be like, bio break.
No, because I was going to be like, you're going to be like, oh God, I can't, like, John with the spoon in the, when he in the car and he driving, he like, oh, I got to go. I got to go on Friday after, on next Friday.
Yes.
Wow. It's Black History Month and you just looking blank right now and I don't get it. Like, this is an iconic moment.
Dexter.
I'm looking at Dexter.
Oh, my God. I was literally thinking about something else. What was you saying?
You see, see,
this is wait a minute. This is why we. Tell me, I don't understand why this. I don't even.
I'm showing
looks of approval, nods, slight nods, of gestures to give the illusion, but I'm actually thinking about. Okay, okay, I'm back now. I'm focused.
What are you thinking about?
What were you thinking about?
That's not a right. What was the conversation?
What were you thinking about?
He's a man. When you said Miss Banji, I was like, okay, they into something. Let me go and do something else. What was happening?
What was
you thinking
about?
I'm prepping for tomorrow. I'm trying to figure out if I should make this steak tonight so I ain't got to work on the weekend. So, what's happening right now? What's going on? What I miss?
Nothing.
Oh, did I even say what I was making?
No.
No.
you just went into you old and you getting a gluten allergy.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm making baked chicken.
Breast. Chicken breast.
The chicken breast. Yes. Come on, titties. Under the chicken breast, I have cut up and seasoned some potatoes with some garlic and some butter.
With some balsamic vinegar.
Stop. I don't want to hear Elmo voice no more in that.
That's a big word.
That's nasty. Oh boy.
Onion, garlic, balsamic vinegar. Oh my God. Okay, so I just said vinegar. So that made me think like I was listening to Bob and Monet's podcast, and you know, Bob has two partners. Neither of them are black. So one of them was like wanted some salt and vinegar chips, but they don't feel comfortable saying vinegar. So they was like, can I have some salt and vin chips? And I was like, oh my God.
Why don't they feel comfortable saying vinegar?
Nigga at the end of they don't want
to. Oh my God, this uncomfortable. Wow. Okay, it's a word that needs to be said. To
you are fine.
Yeah, I'm like
it's vinegar.
Right, it's vinegar. As long as you're not saying vinegar, like
what's up, vinegar?
Right,
do that pause, Ben.
Wait, you go vin nigga. Oh shit, that's not right. I didn't mean to do that. Oh, it tickled me. I was just like, not that I'm afraid to say vinegar. Like, damn, like.
Bob, 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 what did you say? Bob, my skin didn't look like that. You know?
I think he just being very respectful, so he won't even trip into it, which is fine to me, but it just tickled me when I heard that. I was like, not you scared to say vinegar. Like, damn.
I'm glad you brought up the topic of open relationships.
Okay. Yeah.
What's wrong? You okay? You don't want to get into this? You don't want to get into this?
I mean, it is past Valentine's Day at this point when they going to be hearing this. I'm been probably done had a cute 1, 2, 3, and then that's going to be that.
Uh-huh. Also, you plotting ahead for the future or the past? Which one? What's happening?
Mind your business!
Oh! I just thought the audience would like to know, so...
Wow!
She's doing omnipotent.
No, okay. It's I broke my rule. I'm gonna take a step back because you know it's
feels so good to be in the planning.
Okay, let me just explain real quick. I really want, like, I don't say it probably many times on this show, like, I want somebody who wants me to die all my love romantic bullshit, die. But it's like, when you're looking for that and you're working for it, I don't like to just be having sex with people just randomly. I just don't feel comfortable with it. Unlike
Mikey.
Right, you see how that turned around real quick?
Because we all right? Places. Oh, like, I'm safe to eat. I'm
you say my name like that, but Mikey? I wish I could see
you. I heard myself do it too.
You had the full neck roll and everything. You was like...
That was so good. I wish I could see that.
But anyway, I just don't be doing it like that. And I like to get to know someone. I want to make sure that you care about me. That's all. And since no one has done that in the last 4 or 5 months, you know, I might need my my driveway shoveled and plowed. So anyway, open relationships, go ahead.
Okay, so back to the information I had to tell you about my job. Like, this also connects to the 7 out of 10 that I was talking about yesterday. That people say like 9 times out of 10, it's always somebody on the side. No, I had to correct that. It's at least 7 times out of 10, they always got somebody on the side. Huh. But since y'all my good girls and boys,
not that.
I just want y'all to let me do my key. I just want y'all to understand.
I just want to let y'all know how I feel about y'all right at this exact moment. Everyone who knows Mikey, let's do it all together. You take that deep breath, and then you exhale and you say, y'all.
Your rose, I wish we did film your rose, because when we did the rose for your birthday, I wish we did film it. Like, we have some clips, but I wish we filmed the entire thing, because there was some good jokes. Like, I laughed so much during mine, during everybody's. Everybody had some good jokes.
I felt like, so great. I was like, y'all dragged me. I was just like, I love this. When Ryan was like, how spoiled do you need to be to have, like, 2 birthday parties? I was like, I like that. Okay, open relationships, because you're not going to derail me, Mikey, since you out here blowing out bags. Go ahead.
My question is going to be like, do you think, and this is going to also connect to Ricky, the conversation with Ricky is like, you know, that maybe... Mm-hmm. It's a slim chance Ricky might have been right when he said, maybe it's not for everyone. No, maybe it's not for the human race.
Ricky
meaning monogamy?
Yes, Ricky from Noah's Ark, for those who are unclear.
Just because to me, I kind of agree. Again, it's a choice that people make to be beholden to one another. Well, not beholden, like just be able to have that connection. Not fuck that. I ain't even gonna say connection. I'm gonna keep it real. It takes a mature person to be able to be continuously with someone for the rest of their life. I'm just gonna say how it is, cause I'm looking like eternity, eternity.
Shut up, man. After 10,000 years, I'm free. Could you imagine if he was married for that long? Whole time Rita was married to Zed and she was in that thing. She's like, I'm free. Damn it, he's back.
It's like when I'm hearing wedding vows forever, it's a hold, always.
But that's why divorce.
Okay, so pretend you die, y'all two souls go on. It takes a lifetime and something to learn something about a person, but you got eternity, motherfucker. Eternity. And you telling so me ugly. You still want to. Oh, no. I'll give you 2-3 lifetimes. That's about it. Ain't no more after that.
This is what I'm going to say. This is going to sound very profound because I literally just thought about it. So, picture it. Sicily, 19. No, I'm just kidding.
That don't make sense to me. I'm sorry.
But no, this is what it is to me. This is what it is to me. Is because I love monogamy. You are so ugly. I appreciate monogamy. I really do, because they're animals and we are animals that do monogamy for a lifetime. And then there are other animals that don't do this for a lifetime. And I think because we have...
Am I the only one glitching?
Yeah, I think you froze, baby. But I'm sure you'll be back in a sec. Maybe.
Oh, this internet.
You are so ugly. Stop it. He is rubbing all on his titties.
And I am the last one to be here. I was like, he glitching. I saw a finger and his baby was like,
That was just me in real life. I was like, I was doing the Spanish alphabet. I, E, I, O, ooh. Okay, so this is my thought process is it's always in two sides of a coin, always two sides of everything, and I understand that. I think that, you know, bajillions of years ago when all that shit exploded and we all came together, there's always an equal opposite that belongs to you. And so I really be thinking, like, you dedicating to that one person for the rest of your life currently, but in the next one that you're talking about, when the souls move on, you will meet that same person in a different capacity for who you are at that time, and you reconnect in that kind of pattern. So it's always you're re-meeting the same energy and the same spirit. However, comma, they're going to be in a different form, and you're going to be in a different form, and you're just going to continue to grow and move forward until the end. 10,000 years, I'm free, you know? So that's my thought process about monogamy. But I'm not going to knock people and be like, oh, no, you can't do, you can't have open relationships or do polyamory, because that's not for me to have jurisdiction over. If y'all grown consenting adults, wear it out. Do what y'all want to do. But for me, I like to believe in my magical spiritualness. This face, let Mab say what he want to say first before you decide you want to jump in.
Well, I'm probably going to be in between as usual. when it comes to monogamy, I think it's beautiful. I think it's generational. I think it is, I think at some point it was, and it is, and it has become toxic in an old mindset with monogamy in certain aspects, but there is a very beautiful point to monogamy as well. I think when it comes to women and how, and the Industrial Revolution and all that stuff, and being here in the United States, how, like, women were, like, supposed to be homemakers and take home all that stuff and not have careers and all that shit. That type of monogamy, that power structure, that's bullshit. That's some bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
But I think because of who we are now, I think monogamy can be evolved, and I think there can be some freedom in monogamy as well. I think when it comes to open relationships or polyamory, I don't think personally I could be in a polyamorous relationship because of who I am. I think I could be in an open relationship, and if me and my partner have communication about their attraction to somebody and they want to do something, sex is just sex, yada, yada, yada. But there has to be open communication about it. Mm-hmm. And the issue I have with open relationships and polyamory is that people don't know how to communicate. And if you have some motherfuckers that don't know how to talk and communicate and articulate their emotions and how they're feeling and what they want, their needs, their desires, then it's all going to go to shit.
Yes, it's giving red flag, very big warning.
Yeah, so I'm sort of in, like, I think just like everything, relationships are on a continuum, and it just depends on the individual.
Okay.
So you both are, what you say, monogamous, right? People.
Look,
you didn't even listen to what the fuck he said.
I'm gonna take you back. I'm gonna take both of y'all back real quick. And this is a yes or a no. You both would fall in the monogamous spectrum, correct?
I would, yes.
No.
No. No.
Yes.
So
you hear what I just said?
So your last one, and all of your relationships, were they not monogamous?
No, actually.
Oh, this is something new.
Breaking news. We have some new information. Breaking news. Wait.
Anything else you want to tell us?
Hey, y'all just doing it.
Let's stop, because we done put Mab out there. Like,
All I was... All I was just going to say is, I'm like, well, why haven't either one of y'all tried, like, an open relationship or poly, since y'all tried monogamy and they probably may or may not have worked out. So what's stopping you?
I'll answer it real quick. And I think for me, my biggest thing is the, if you can't effectively communicate with just me by myself, the likelihood of you effectively communicating with multiple people is my issue. And if, like Mab said, if you can't communicate and if you cannot comprehend each other, what are you doing? And in that kind of space, it's even more serious. It's like, it's more gravity around everything. And if I want to be frank, I'm Ariana Grande. I am needy, you know? Way too damn needy.
I respect it, but
I can be needy. What you want to say, Mab?
You know me. I go through the flow of it. Sometimes I'm needy. Sometimes I'm like, get the fuck out my face. I just want to sit at my TV and smoke weed and watch fucking Power Rangers. God damn it, leave me alone. But I agree with Bay. Like, I do. But for me, like, I've even been approached to be in a relationship with like a married couple.
Me or too.
Relationship with a boyfriend. I've been approached and I can't do it. You know, because I think for me entering into that space, I personally don't feel comfortable.
Yeah. I'm like an accessory. I
feel like I'm the, you know, I'm the one out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any trust. Mm-hmm. There's no, especially if I met these people on like Grindr or something like that or Tinder, and I fool around with a couple a few times, and then all of a sudden, just because we had sex and hung out a few times, we want to be in a relationship. No, red flag, red flag, red flag.
Warning.
I'm sorry. If I were to have an open relationship or a polyamorous relationship, it would be because I found a partner that I really liked and we started off monogamous,
mm-hmm.
and we had the conversation to open it up, or when we were declaring what our relationship was going to be at that time, we were like, I think we're together, but I also want to set an expectation or know that it's okay for us to talk about this in the future or something like that. Because honestly, at certain points, sex is just sex. Sex is just bodies and stuff. But for certain people, sex can be spiritual. And that it just depends on how you control your energy and how you use it.
Mm.
And so, like, knowing all of that information and knowing who I am, I'm able to sort of ebb and flow with that type of stuff now. And it to cater into my life and who I am. So that's what I'm saying, man. Like, I would be willing, and just it has to be with the right person.
Right.
And you have to, that those puzzle pieces need to match. Like,
thank you, ma'am. I just realized I did do an open relationship format a little bit. I just realized, like, my brain literally just was like, that's right, you sure fucking did. Oh. I did not remember, but now I remember.
Because it was insignificant?
It wasn't insignificant. It was one of those things where I didn't think about it like that at the time. It wasn't a bad memory. You was there.
A faded afterthought. Oh, my God. We're ending this podcast. It was cute.
I know.
That didn't even feel like one, though.
We gonna see y'all have to tune in for the next episode, because we might get into that tea. So we gonna go ahead and wrap it up, because Mav gotta get to his chicken.
Oh my god.
Oh, see, you forgot about that shit. Oh, college was fun, wasn't it, y'all? Don't y'all miss college? That chicken looked good as hell. With the cauliflower. That looked good as hell.
And I let all the juices fall down
so the
potatoes soak it all up.
Oh, it's potatoes? I thought it was cauliflower.
It's cauliflower around it. I put that in like the last 20 minutes, but then under the chicken is the potato.
Oh,
so Mab could cook, y'all. So Mab is available. Oh, he can cook. He looked good. He got this nice body. We all working on our bodies right now because we said, damn, we 30. We got to actually keep this up for real.
all three of us can cook. All three of us nice bodies, love. This is beautiful.
And we all emotional water signs, so y'all better get into it.
Well, two of us are.
All.
Two of us are.
All.
But one of us is just a little bit too sensitive, but he's trying to keep it together.
Ah, you better talk
about
yourself. Himself.
Okay.
I don't want to talk about it right now.
I can't.
Okay, okay, LaToya Jackson. So we gonna thank y'all so much for tuning in to another lovely episode of Black to the Future podcast. Y'all have been listening to this new little segment called the Kiki Catch Up.
I didn't tell you about how both of their ass got married and they both cheat on their husbands.
Okay, you gonna have to say it, but the next time, because the people gonna want to hear about our tea and other people tea at your job. You just try to figure out what names you gonna use.
Oh my god. I ain't gonna remember that shit.
So this is gonna be like a monthly segment that we're gonna do at the end of every month. So this one come out the end of February. The next one's gonna be out the end of March on the last Thursday. We're gonna try to make it happen. What?
Oh, kids, baby. Oh, kids.
And y'all know Kanye says some crazy shit sometimes that I don't always agree with.
The voice is imminent, I'm telling you.
But he said one thing that I saw on the internet.
On the
it ain't Black History Month, it's Black Future. And I thought that was really dope.
Oh, okay.
I felt like that was supposed to be profound, and I felt like I was just like, oh, okay. Because as soon as you said Kanye, I was just like,
I was gonna relate to y'all the title for the show. I was like, oh, okay, that's pretty good.
Oh, what's the episode? What you want to call this episode?
Don't say. I thought what Kanye West was gonna say was gonna relate to the title of the show. That's all. Like, oh, that's pretty slick. Back to the Future.
Oh, you thought he was gonna say it?
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay, go ahead. Look at y'all getting credibility by a billionaire. Or maybe
I do not want to be related to Kanye in any capacity. He has,
I'm okay.
That poor baby just needs some help, and I'm tired of coddling cishead black men because they know better. They just don't want to do better. Anyway, I'm gonna try to do this outro one more time. if hopefully I won't get interrupted. Rudy.
We're zany.
So fucking stupid. At all. Can't take him down a damn place. See what a lovely addition to the show. It just brings a certain element of foolishness. All right. So, again, this is going to come out at the end of every single month just to kind of break up some of the seriousness of our show.
Too hard. My pec hurt now.
Lord. And this was the Kiki Catch Up, and it was with my two favoriteest people in the world, of course, our beautiful co-host from the podcast, Mab. His information, of course, is going to be always down in the description of every episode, and his SoundCloud and everything, so yeah, y'all go check that out. Dexter, you want me to put your information in the bottom? Great, I'm going to put it in the bottom.
As the future cult leader of the Andraste Believe, my information will be below as well.
I'm gonna put Dex's information in the bottom. He don't post nothing. All he do is scroll and search and like look at people
and repost
and screenshot asses. That's all he really do.
As it should be.
So thank y'all so much. We gonna hear y'all. Lord have mercy, Jesus H Christ in heaven. Y'all gonna hear us on another lovely episode of Black to the Future podcast on the Kiki Catch Up.
Thank you all so much for tuning into Black to the Future.
Yes, thank you for joining us. And if you want to continue the conversation with us, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Black to the Future Podcast.
And don't forget to use the hashtag Black to the Future Podcast as well. Share the content and please leave positive reviews.
Yeah, all that. And we will see y'all in the future.
Don't you mean Black to the Future?
Oop, I guess you're right. We'll see y'all Black to the Future.